This is Gam Chat. My name is Greg.
I'm McCoy.
And I'm Dee.
We're three Filipino gay guys trying to make sense of anything and everything in the world today. Welcome to our podcast. We are answering your questions in this episode called
You've Got Queries.
You've Got Queries. So, here's how our queries works for our new listeners. Listeners send in their questions through DMs on social media, email. Some of them even leave a voice message. That's pretty hot. Leave a voice message. And you can leave a voice message at anchor.fm. So we pick two of them and we offer our expertise. You can even
remain.
You can even be anonymous. Yes. Hey. But we will rename you with a tita, tito, or tita X name. So McCoy.
Actually, Greg, before we get into that.
I was all hyped.
Anchor FM is no more. It's actually Spotify for podcasters now.
Oh, great. Now you made me go with this intro. Then you're like, yes. Later on, you're like, correction. My name is McCoy, and I'm not everything.
Well, anyway,
jerk.
How are you guys? How are you guys binge watching any shows like The Good Wife that's taken over your life or, you know, something? What are you guys up to?
Why do you always start with, like, what are you watching? What do you do all week, McCoy? Watch something? Like,
well, since you ask. So I'm rewatching. You asked, so I'm answering. So I'm rewatching The Good Wife all over again. It's 7 seasons, and it's not like HBO season where it's like 8 episodes or 10. This is like 20 episodes per season. But because I got reminded on how much I like the show, so I rewatched it. And it's funny because it was like BlackBerry then, and then you see them transition to like iPhone. They're talking about Chum Hum, which is like the Google kind of thing back then. Well, it's a fictional company, but they model it after Google. It's just funny how it kind of brings you back to how it was in like 2011 when the show was very popular. So that's very interesting.
I'm sorry, I wasn't born yet.
Who's The Good Wife?
It's, I think her name is Juliana Margulies from ER when she was a lot younger. Yeah, and then Mr. Big from Sex and the City. It's a good show. I really like that show. And then the spinoff is The Good Fight, which, Greg, you said you like.
I am. I'm watching it right now.
That's a good show, too.
Is that a current version of the show?
It's more current.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's during the Trump. It's during the Trump time, though.
Yeah.
I think what's back now, I still don't understand if it's just like a streaming thing, but The Bear.
The Bear.
That's the one that's the chef restaurant in Chicago. But I was so happy because I think it's episode 4. They featured Kasama, the Michelin star restaurant in Chicago, where they actually mentioned it and they went there and then they had a scene with the owners. So I was like, oh, that's really cute. Like they highlighted, you know, like a Filipino restaurant, like in a big, like, you know, major TV show or something. Wait, you haven't seen it, McCoy?
No. Where is it showing?
It's on Hulu. But I think it's supposed to be FX. But they released all the episodes already. So Amaro and I are just like trying to like just 2 episodes a night. But it's kind of hard.
Okay, I'll watch it. Like I said, The Good Wife has taken over my life for like the past month and a half. It's all I watch. Nothing else goes through. Like, it's just going to be that until I finish. That's how I binge watch. It's really crazy.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried.
No, I'm just like, it's become, I mean, during the show, but it's like also at the same time kind of like a chore. Like, I have to finish this.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Because, I mean, like, okay, so this is check-in time. Mm-hmm. The check-in period. Oh, my God, did I just sing that?
Is that, like, the new jingle?
But, you know, like, okay, so this is interesting you say this because, like, okay, so this past weekend, I actually went on a solo trip. And I went up to the mountains. I rented a little cabin in the woods, 10 acres lot. Hot tub and Wi-Fi, though, so I had TV shows to watch. But the question came down to me is that I realized is like, what do you do when you're like secluded all by yourself? Like, what would you really do in your own space and your own like 10 acres if it's just you? and Wi-Fi? Like, would you binge show shows or would you go hiking? Like, who are you when you're alone and almost like non-performative? Like, you know how you see family or friends or like your coworkers? In some sense, I feel like I'm performative or, like I'm going through the motions. But what are you like when you're not, when you're all alone with your thoughts?
I don't do nature on my own. Like I told you before, I'm scared of like hurting myself or dying and no one's ever going to find me. But I've had something very similar. I was in the mountains and I woke up fairly early. So my friend hasn't woken up yet. So I was just like out in the balcony, just enjoying the view, just sitting there and just listening to the town waking up and just watching the light change and like listening to the wind. It was very, I don't know what the word is, cathartic, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting because like I think I was, at first it was uncomfortable when you're alone by yourself. You're like, I don't know what to do. And then like, am I gonna get murdered if I go for this hike? Like, how are they going to find my body? Am I going to show up on, like, a crime junkie, that podcast? Like, what am I going to do? Like, it freaks me out. And then as it got settled in, I ended up having the most productive, like, weekend ever. I worked. I relaxed. I learned Tai Chi on YouTube. and then I danced, like, by myself, like, in, like around the whole place because I was like, no one's here. And no one's going to know that what I'm doing until I think right now. They just said out loud.
I think you just said it. Yeah.
I'm just... Well, just forget that part.
I'm having mental pictures of you.
Thanks.
Like, dancing in the meadow.
Like Julia Roberts. No, what's her name?
What's Andrews!
Her name? Bella
Andrews.
From Twilight.
Julie no, Julia Andrews.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Twilight? What are you, millennial? Should I be a millennial? Okay, D, says McCoy answered. D, what have you ever been secluded? Just you, yourself? That's it.
Not by myself, but wait a minute. But I mean, it's I think it's the same concept. But
wait, did you quickly just like mutter with a motto?
But no, but I understand what you're saying, like the performative part. Like even if your word family, you're like, okay, we have to find ways to keep them entertained. I don't want anyone to bitch. Like you have to always worry about others. And that would be nice. Like, okay, if I was in that situation, assuming all the amenities are there, I don't have to dig a hole to take a shit.
Yeah, none.
Like there's AC if it's hot. There's a fire pit if it's cold. Like, yes. There's a hot, like all of that. I would probably make sure I go grocery shopping because I will binge eat and get high and then just do whatever. Like
D, you should do it for one weekend, just you. I'm telling you, it's so like, and it's an experience we all need to go through.
I still have it on my bookmark. I've checked on it maybe every 3 or 4 months. Still that silent meditation place that you guys like told me to go to before.
Oh, Vipassana.
Yeah. I mean, I still want to do that first just because I'm curious what it can unlock. But then again, I don't think I have the mental capacity right now or emotional capacity to handle any of that. But I would do that first and then reward myself with like a week of like just alone.
Oh, wow. That's hard. So for everyone who doesn't know, Vipassana is this like meditation. It's a 10-day silent meditation. That means you go to this place.
And not talk.
And let's use. Yeah. And you learn a Buddhist meditation is what it is.
Yeah.
For 10 days. There's people there, but you
don't acknowledge them.
You don't speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't speak. You don't even like make eye contact because it's really about your journey and it's free, 100% free, free housing, free food. Like it's great. But it's 10 days of learning meditation and just meditating for, I believe it was 4 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the woods.
Wait, and you,
totally worth it.
But there's options. It's not 10 days only. There's an option of, isn't it like 5 days, 10 days, and then like a
No, it's thing? Only 10 days for the first one. And then once you've done it and learned the meditation, then you could do like a weekend Vipassana. But you have to do 10 days.
You're starting from 4 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
No, the entire time.
No, the whole time. The whole entire 10 days.
Yeah. Oh.
And what it is like you just focus on yourself, right?
Yeah, then you give your cell phone, you know, you can ask them to hold it so you don't get distracted. And then you just meditate. So I did it. I thought it was a great experience.
But what I'm concerned about is that dark room that you guys are talking about. Like, you just sit in, like, a closet-sized room by yourself.
Well, it's kind of... as my ex called it, Manny, he's called it, like, a bathhouse-looking thing, temple.
Oh, my God, yes.
I'm just like, really?
But you're by yourself.
You're like a gay bathhouse by yourself, meditating in the dark. What could go wrong? Just kidding. No, you're supposed to meditate. It's really. I thought it was an experience that everyone should try at least once.
Where's this place?
That's so scary, though.
There's a couple locations in California. They're all over the world, actually. But there's one over by Yosemite up north, and there's one over in Joshua Tree.
I have to check this out.
I like that concept of, like, you're just really supposed to center yourself and not, like, you know, like not opening a door for others, because then you're thinking about others instead of yourself.
Correct.
It's not, it's not to be, like, selfish, but really just focus on, like, get to know yourself more, which is scary if you think about it. It's really scary.
It's like a horror film. But, I mean... Well, D, you would do that first before taking a weekend trip in the cabin with a hot tub and Wi-Fi? Interesting.
Yeah, because now that'll be the reward part. It's like I've gone through, I don't know why I see it. It's not like it's a torture, but it's like a lot of work to do that. And so I would reward myself with just being like alone in like a cabin or something.
You know what, D? Here's what I do. You know, just sign up. Go to the website. Sign up. You can always cancel it. It's free. There's no, like, you know, you don't have to worry about money. So just sign up for it. Take the plunge.
And go in the dark closet by myself. By myself.
Slash bathhouse if you need a cultural reference. And on that note, hey, McCoy.
Yes.
Are we doing this thing called queries or what?
Of course.
So what's the first question?
So the first one is from...
And from who?
It's from Tita Zenny.
Tita Zenny?
Yes.
I don't think I've never had a Tita named Zenny before.
Actually, I have two. They're not really my Tita. They're like an extended family kind of Tita.
You don't need to explain. They're not really your family. We're Filipino. It's a safe space to be who you are. No, you have really a Zenny?
Yeah, I have two Tita Zennies.
Wait, is Zenny the full name, or like, is there like a short end?
It's Zenaida. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So the question is, how much would you be willing to pay for a fortune cookie that's destined to come true?
Ooh.
Okay, see, that's dependent, right?
Dependent on?
Okay, obviously, it's not going to be one of those, like, you know, like, that's not even a fortune kind of thing, content. But if it's like, let's play that it's not, like, you have to, well, it's not set if it's bad or good outcome.
Well, it's, fortune cookies are never bad.
But there's a twist. Like, it's kind of like.
No, but the twist is the stupid ones that I get, and I hate those, where it says, you're a kind person. I'm like, I already know that. So I paid for that shit. Yeah. I'm like, wait, I paid for something I know to be true.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, you're a very dependable person. Everyone likes you. Well, okay, the everyone likes you part, that I might pay for that. But the...
it's very telling.
He's going to hold it around.
Okay, wait, what are the rules? Okay, so fortune cookies, one is that means you don't get to pick your fortune. It's like a surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of like, you know, at the end of the meal, you just grab, like, one from,
whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, fortune's always supposed to be good, right? It's not going to say you're going to win the lottery. Wait a minute.
They're never bad.
Some fortune cookies have lottery numbers on the back of it, correct?
Don't they all? They all do. In a Chinese word, you learn.
Yeah.
But some...
It's still the same setup. You can do whatever you want with the content of it, but it's just that it will come...
It will come true.
The fortune part. Yeah, the fortune part.
But, you know, I've had some cookies where it was completely empty. Like, I had no fortune at all.
It's not bad, though. It's just like...
Hey, D, blank. Are we that surprised that McCoy got some fortune cookies with nothing in it? I'm not that surprised. Shocker.
So, yeah. Right. So there's no concept of bad. It's like either... okay, or like great.
And how much are we willing to pay for it?
So it's like, so I guess it's a gamble.
I don't know, like maybe.
I'm sorry, my neighbors are doing fireworks, they're fucking asshole.
Oh my God, McCoy, please.
Yes, I've been cursing them for like 1 week now, and I'm just hoping in my bloodline, there's like a witch somewhere, and it would just come true. So they would just, because they would do this up until like 10:30 p.m. I'm like, you fucking asshole. Just fucking choke on your food so you could just die and save us all the hassle. Anyway, so if the thing, if my car like beeps, I'll repeat my answer if I'm the one talking. Oh my God. I'm so annoyed. I need this fortune cookie. I'll pay whatever.
Well, on that note, like, how much would you pay for a fortune cookie?
Oh, wait, that whole rant's not going to be on the episode.
Oh, no, it's going to be in the episode, motherfucker.
Okay, how much would I pay? Hmm. And if money was no issue, right?
Okay.
Wait, before we do the rules, right? I know this is dumb, but if, like, let's say, is it the fortune dependent on how much you pay? Like, if you pay $100, it's a better fortune than you pay $1.
No, it shouldn't be. No, it should.
Whatever you think that would be worth to you.
Because it's like, it's a gamble. So I think I would pay, if money was really not an issue, there should be a limit, though, because I don't want to pay, like, $1 million for something that could come out, like...
Well, it's on you. Wait, you set the rules. Well, how much would you pay?
Okay, $60,000, actually.
Wow.
That's the amount that's been popping in my head since this I've read the question.
That's 60, with a chance of, like, either it being just, like, a meh. It could be, like, oh, you're a nice person.
Yeah, you're a nice person.
You're well-liked. Yes. And then that's it. Or, like, whatever you're looking for.
Well, I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for whatever it's going to give me.
Okay.
But the guarantee should be it has to have a fortune inside. Not like I've had, like, 3 times already where it was empty.
But it's not bad. It's just empty. It's not like it's giving you a bad
outcome. So you're saying the absence of a fortune is... in itself a fortune?
Yeah, because it could be like, okay, well, I should.
So I paid for air, pretty much.
Well, that's what we're going to come to in a couple of years.
$60,000, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thinking about, like, the, like, what fortune cookie fortune I've gotten, and that kind of stuck to my mind. And putting a dollar amount to that. But see, this is assuming that every time you go to a Chinese restaurant, either you pay or you don't get a fortune cookie at all. Like, that's the concept.
Yeah, you do have to pay. They give it to you with your check.
No. Like, you pay, like, oh, you want a fortune cookie? Okay, where's the
$60,000? Oh, okay. Wait, each time?
What? Yeah, that's it. Every fortune cookie.
I thought it's like a one-time deal. Like, you pay the one time and you get the fortune.
Like, okay. So what will be your price now?
I'll lower it down to 10. That's going to be a lot of, like, $60,000.
No, it would be, because if it's destined to come true, okay,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Then it's like this one-time deal. Let's say if there's a genie in the bottle, right?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Like, so McCoy, you pay $60,000 for this fortune cookie.
But it's a randomized $60,000?
$60,000 for the one, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for one. Okay, D, what would you give?
That's too steep for me.
Well, name your price then.
But it doesn't mean that I don't want it less. Okay, based on the one that I actually, like, held onto in my, like, in my brain, it would be, like, something that you've been waiting for will come true kind of thing. Like around that same concept. I would have probably priced that for, like,
$25,000? Okay.
If there's a... Right? I mean, I don't know.
You would price the one you already got? And you held on to $25,000. You can't do that, though. It has to be something completely random.
No. I mean, like, that's the one that I've, like, to me, is like the ultimate.
Oh, you would, if you, okay, you wish that you would get something very similar.
Right? Okay. To me, like, that's always, like, the thing that's like, okay, this is an actual fortune.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
And I would probably do that, like, yeah. I mean, to me, like, that's the ultimate thing that I've been waiting for. Sadly enough, I would price it at $25,000.
Okay. Wow. How about you, Greg?
I would price my fortune cookie at $1,111.11. 1111.
$11.11.
Okay, so that would be your price. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
I guess I'm complete. Well, the thing is, if money was not an issue,
but yes, we're saying that like it's like whatever the fortune will come to you. It doesn't matter like what you know.
Yeah, there's no. It doesn't.
Hey, I was tricked. That's a trick question.
You got like sucker.
It's not the more you pay, the better fortune you'll get.
You know what it is.
That's how much it is worth to me. I think.
You two are obviously haggling with a Chinese person because...
Or could it be that it has to be like something like a psychological thing where we put a lot more money, especially me, on something that's unsure? Is that is there something there?
No, there isn't there. But all right, so here's the thing, guys. I have an app.
Okay.
And it's called My Fortune Cookie. And are you guys ready to open your fortune cookie right now? It'll send me your fortune cookie. The same. Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Who wants to go first? Maybe I'll go first because I paid the least amount of money for this destined fortune cookie. All right, I'm going to press the button. I'm going to open my fortune cookie.
Stale?
It says pursue your wishes aggressively.
So it's just making you work. It's always one of those things.
I know. So but wait a minute. That means like something would come if I continue to work hard.
Yeah.
Right?
Which it's is a guarantee. Like not really a fortune. It's just more like, that's how it should be.
Like anything. That's anything. Work hard, you'll get it.
Well, you paid $1,000 for that. So how about D? Because he's the second.
All right, D. Okay,
I'm like the mid-range.
All right. That's okay. It's loading right now.
I hope it's not from Panda.
All right, D. For $25,000 for a fortune cookie, you got by helping someone else today, you may also be helping yourself.
Damn,
I guess I'll laugh at that. Sorry. Out of all people, you get that one. That's like...
I'm tired of helping people.
Okay, how about me?
All right, let's open McCoy's fortune cookie.
For $60,000.
How much? What do I get for that amount of money? Oh my God, what is it?
I'm giggling. It says... For $60,000?
Yes.
It says... Look to your inner being for guidance.
Wait, what? Repeat that.
Look for your inner being for guidance.
What the fuck? I paid that much money for that shit? I already know that shit. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh my God. So now is your $60,000 worth it? Knowing that that's one of the options that you're going to get.
I'm going to lower my offer to $1.
You guys were spending ridiculous amounts of money.
Wow. Well, okay. Have you guys, like, D, are you willing to share that fortune cookie that you held on to, what it said?
Yeah, no, it was what I mentioned earlier. It was something about like something that I've been waiting for was supposed to come true. And that was, it was like one of those generic, but you know me, I held on to this one thing in my head that I really wanted. And that's...
Wait, it came true?
No, that's what I'm saying.
He just holds on to it. Well, how about you, Greg? Did you get a fortune cookie sometime in the past that really kind of stuck to you?
No, I didn't. I mean, I even went to like the original fortune cookie company in Chinatown in San Francisco.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to take a picture or you have to pay her. Right.
Oh, well, I took a picture, but that's okay. But I did buy cookies, though. I did buy cookies. I don't know. I just didn't take it like, I was like, all right, that's cool. You know, like, nothing I can remember.
But every time you go out and like, you know, Chinese food and then you grab something and then we're like, oh, okay, this is something like, I think I have like somewhere. Laying
well, okay. Out. Mine, it said something to the effect of I'm moving somewhere for new adventures or something like that. And sure enough, later that year, I moved to New York.
That's a good one.
That's why I could never forget that fortune cookie. I even took a picture of it. Now it's on my old phone. Like, it's like four phones away ago, so I don't even know where it is now. It's somewhere there. So I took a picture of it and got stuck in my head. So I paid $600,000 for that.
That's like rent already. Why would you even spend that? You could have saved your money for that for rent.
Yes.
Sorry, I was just reading like other like samples of fortune cookies that people have kept. I'm going to name a few. One is, you will have many friends when you need them.
Okay.
All right, that's not worthy of your $60,000 or $25,000. No. Wow. Okay, guys. Let's see. I'm going to grab another one. As soon as you feel too old to do a thing, do it. Yeah, I don't like, how about the, nope. Oh, how about, let's see, one is, you are going to have a pleasant experience. That's actually a very perfect one when you know how you do the fortune cookies, you say in bed, you end it with in bed. That's a good one for that one.
So the $60,000, is it only paying for the fortune cookie, or is it paying for the experience as well?
That's expensive.
Right? Is it telling me to spend your $60,000 on a good experience in bed?
Okay, here's another one. Your charming smile is attracting everyone around you. Would you guys want that one?
I already know that to be true. So, I'm not going to pay for that.
Oh, how about this one? Romance is likely. Strike up a conversation. $60,000, $25,000, no. You guys are totally looking blank. You're like, what? All right, here's one that I would actually pay good money for.
Okay.
Good health will be yours for a long time.
Yes, I'd pay $60,000 for that.
Yes, that, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, just right. Waking up with my shoulders, like, aching. Yeah, I would pay that much for that.
And finally, how about this one? You will be called upon to celebrate some good news.
Is that good news relating to me or someone else's?
I think it might be someone else. You're being called to celebrate it with them.
Yeah.
Oh. It's okay. Womp, womp, womp. Koala. You're like, oh, good for one of those moments. Good for you.
Good for you.
Asshole. All right, so McCoy.
Yes.
We have another query or what?
We sure do. This one. It's from Tito Rex.
Tito Rex.
And, yes, and it goes, I think I'm falling in love with a good friend of mine who's currently in a relationship. We talk almost every day, and we're comfortable enough to say I love you to each other. He's unhappy with his boyfriend based on what he tells me and what I've observed. How should I handle this? Should I be honest with him but risk losing him as a friend?
I think the fortune cookie would say go for it.
If you feel too old to do something, do it. I don't know. You guys go first.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I kind of want to know the context of like he's unhappy based on what he tells me and what I've observed.
Oh, well, okay, let's tackle it one by one. Let's do the he's falling in love with his friend. Let's not even dwell on the fact that the friend is in a relationship. Yes.
It's with someone, yeah.
How should he handle that part?
How should he handle it? Just,
yeah, should he be honest?
Love. You can't control. Okay, so you're asking if they should. If he should. How should I handle this? So he's asking.
Face value, no commitment. Yeah, right.
Should I be honest with him?
Like we're removing the. We're not adding on layers. It's just it. He's in love with his friend.
Yeah, that's it for now. Yeah, just a friend. Yeah.
I don't see what's wrong with not. Telling that person if you guys really enjoy each other's company.
How about you, Greg?
I mean, no, it's a little bit more complicated than that because, like, first of all, it's love. It's a little complicated because you love somebody that you're friends with and it's evolving, but you're also watching that someone be with someone in a bad relationship.
We're not there. We're not in the relationship part yet. Just that
he's in love?
Yeah, in love with a friend. Just,
I mean, one is that if you're in love with your friend, that's absolutely okay.
But do you tell the friend?
Now, do you tell the friend? Yes. Now, the younger self of me, the typical advice was like, no, don't tell your friend, you know, be a friend. Honestly, life is too fucking short. Fuck it. Tell your friend how you feel. Like, you have full control over communicating. You're just communicating to your friend. Now, this idea of being risking of losing your friend because you tell them the truth, that's just how life is, you know? But if you're honest with yourself and honest with a friend that you say that person's your friend, tell them the truth.
Because I'm trying to think, if I was the friend and someone told me they're in love with me, would I feel comfortable? Would that make me feel uncomfortable? And I don't know what the answer would be. I don't know what my answer would be.
It will. There's a good chance.
Actually, yeah. When I was younger, so
that it will make you feel uncomfortable. But I think if you, the now you, would probably be like, well, okay, how do we find a way to work around this?
Yes. Because for me, when it happened, there was an initial discomfort on my end. But it was never brought up again. It was just something he said. And we just continued being friends after, as if nothing happened. I don't know. Is that the wrong thing? The wrong way of handling it?
No, it's not the wrong thing. Yeah. I think that's absolutely fine that your friend was honest with you.
Yeah.
The worst thing that happened was that you're uncomfortable. God, you know, I have underwear that makes me feel uncomfortable. You get over it. You know what I mean? It's like, I think it's absolutely fine because what's the worst that happened? You guys are still friends.
Yes.
I mean, did you appreciate honesty?
Yes, absolutely. But it made me feel uncomfortable because I don't know if I might say the wrong thing, if I might hurt his feelings because I don't feel the same way. That's where the discomfort came from. It's not because, like, I didn't want to be around him. It's just, how do I handle it when that happened to me? And we just handled it as if nothing happened and we just moved forward.
But knowing yourself now, would you do it differently?
If someone told me that they were in love with me, a friend of mine told me they were in love with me.
And the same situation where you're not in the same boat. So that's the uncomfortable part. How would you from there?
Actually, no, I'm more mature now where I'd be like, okay, let's sit down and talk about this. And have a conversation, kind of like cash it out. Yeah. Instead of just like kind of like, it didn't happen. It happened. You already said this. Let's talk about it. I think that's how I would handle it now. But I would make it clear that I don't feel the same way. It's not an insult towards them. It's not something to make them feel bad. It's just something that I don't feel the same. I love them as a friend. I don't love them any more than that. I mean, either way, it's going to hurt their feelings because who doesn't want your feelings to be, you know, returned to you with the same amount of vigor or whatever?
Okay, I'm going to have to go back to McCoy on this one. But Dee, have you ever been in a situation like McCoy was in or vice versa? Tito Rex is in or McCoy was in? What side were you on?
No. I don't recall having...
Wait, is your husband around you? Is that why you're not telling us?
Why, do you see him pinching me or something?
He's slowly creeping behind you.
No, I haven't had that.
You've never been in love with a friend? Or grew feelings? Not maybe love, but maybe like?
I didn't really have strong feelings for anyone that was not sexual until I actually came out of the closet.
Okay.
So.
And any friends that you're like... I'm out, I'm here, I'm queer, get used to it. And then, like, I love you.
I can say it was probably infatuation or more like lust. It wasn't a genuine, like, if
like
I
love.
Had pictured myself with that person, like, years from now kind of thing. But I would, knowing now, if that was to happen to me, remove everything else that's happened, like, you know, that I have in my life right now, I would probably handle the same thing, you know, the same way that McCoy's done based on the growth that I've had, like, with the relationships I had with people, whether it be, like, friends or, like, intimate. I would approach it that way just because, you can't, like, yes, things make you uncomfortable, but the longer time you give not acknowledging it, the more uncomfortable it gets. And it just gets bigger and bigger. So you might as well just face it.
Yeah. You know, like, so I've been on both sides of this. I've been all in it. I've been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
Both sides, left, right.
Left, right, and center. And up and down, you know, upside down. I love that when I just said that, you guys looked at me like, yeah, we're not surprised. You just nodded your head at me. Thanks. Okay, so actually, now that we, as we discuss this, in some ways, I would say, don't jump into telling your friend that you love him or her.
Don't
do it. I would probably say, sit with it. Mm-hmm. You know, your partner, your friend, is struggling right now in their relationship, right?
Well, we're not there yet.
Well, we have to be there yet because it's part of the scene.
Okay.
And at the same time, like, how is this partner gonna, like, if you really love this person, like, they're not in the right headspace or in an environment where they could think clearly. And if you really love this good friend of yours, sit on it, wait on it. Wait on it for yourself. Like, for like, do you really love this person? Or are you going to be, what do they call that? Where you feel like you have to take care of somebody. You know, you get always fooled by those. Like, when you have the need to, like, take care of somebody. You're like a, I'm going to take care of you.
Is that, like, the messiah complex or something? Like, is that what it's called? Or hero complex or something?
Yeah, hero complex or something, you know? And then I would probably say sit with it until your friend is through the storm, right? And then I think in my experience of waiting to the right time to communicate this love and affection, it's going to happen. There's going to be a time where you could say it, where all the planets align and you feel the urge to say it. It's the right space to say it. And I think that always has a better outcome than just spilling. Because as you said, McCoy, you get uncomfortable. Like, but it's also, you know, it's like, I want to be respectful for my good friend's, like, space.
Yes.
So I would say, wait. It'll have a better outcome.
So I see what you're saying. It's more like analyze yourself to see where this is coming from. It could be something where you feel bad for them because they're going through something with their relationship, or you want to take care of them. It's just like you feel the need to feel needed. So you kind of have to...
Yeah, because everyone's kind of hot when they're vulnerable, right? You're like, yeah, they're vulnerable, yeah.
Are they really?
You know, especially when they come crying to you. Have you guys ever had experience where someone came crying to you and you had to hold them and you had to comfort them?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? What did I get myself into?
No, that doesn't get me, like, riled up.
It doesn't get me like, ooh, this is fucking hot. Like, no, it's more like, oh, fuck.
Like,
what do I say now?
Okay, that's like a predatory behavior, Greg.
No, I tell you, I was thinking about, like, for me, when, like, all the guys I've gone to when I'm crying and stuff. Damn, they give good back massages. I'm like, damn it.
Ew, okay, Greg. Oh my god. Okay,
you know when you, like, pat your back? Come on.
Okay, back, really?
Sorry.
Okay, now that we're adding the partner picture into it.
Okay.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to tell them for the reason of, like, I don't want them. I just don't think that their feelings will be genuine enough, because it would be more of like, hey, this is the easy route. This path can be happier than the one that I'm with now, because obviously there's the bond there.
Yes.
Even if you're not trash talking the partner, just the fact that you're listening is already almost like a more enticing path than the one that they're at already. So I wouldn't really want to. Yeah.
I see your point, and I will kind of add to that. Like, with me, I don't think I'd say anything, because I don't want them to ever think that the advice I gave them is biased towards them getting with me.
Like, homewrecker.
Because they come to me with their... Yes, like, they come to me with their issues, relationship issues. I don't want them to think, to second guess what I've been telling them.
Yeah.
Because they might think, like, wait, did you give me that advice so I would leave him and go with you?
Like, you don't want your credibility to be questioned down.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm thinking about Tito Rex here. Let me ask you guys this question. Is, have you ever been in love with somebody, but you didn't tell them?
Yes.
Well, McCoy, we all knew that you were going to say yes. How about you, Dee? That was kind of a trick question for you. It's like, duh. But Dee, have you ever been in love with someone from a distance and you just never told them the truth?
No, because it was just all attraction to me.
Damn, you're a slut.
There's the fine line that it was like, ooh, like, I am attracted to you for something. And it wasn't like the whole thing.
I see. I mean, I've been in love with people from a distance and never communicated it. It's really freaking hard.
Why did you not communicate with them?
For various reasons, the inner saboteur that I have, not the right time or place, earlier in the early years of high school, they were straight, so I guess that didn't gonna work out. But I don't know. It's so hard to hold that in. But I think as an adult, like years later, looking back at it, you kind of learn from that type of love that no one talks about. Like you learn about love for yourself, love for the other person. Even years later, I was like, oh yeah, I really love that person. But I didn't need to tell them that they were loved. I showed them that they were loved, but I don't know.
I had the situation.
I see McCoy's coming out.
Right.
So after like a year, we stopped being friends. It's not because I was in love with this person. It's just we kind of drifted apart. Okay, maybe because I was in love with this person and we started drifting apart. Maybe. So I told a friend of mine, I was like, I was in love with this with so and so. And she was like, yeah, I know that. I was like, what do you mean? It's like, you couldn't hear yourself when you talk with him. When you're on the phone with him. It's like a different tone. It's like a different mood. It's a different vibe. And the way you talk about him is different also. And things that I was clueless about, she could observe and she could hear and she could see. Because it took a while for me to actually admit I was in love with this friend. It took a while. Because I didn't want to admit it. It's embarrassing.
What? I'm sorry, did you admit it later on?
No, I never did. What was the point?
And what did you learn about that? What did you learn about that, Tito Rex?
Huh?
I'm just kidding.
Okay, but now that you put yourself in, with everything that you've gone through.
Yes.
Would you have done it?
I have said anything?
Yeah.
Yes. Knowing what I know now, being the person that I am now, definitely I would have said something. But I would make it clear that there's no expectations of anything. It's just we're just friends, and this is how I feel, and I want to be honest with how I feel, and I want to be honest with my friend. But if the friend doesn't feel the same way, completely fine with that.
Okay, let's role play. Let's say McCoy is surprised. Blank is actually on the other line with us.
Okay.
So what would you say? Role play.
I don't know. That's weird.
Come on.
I can't. Oh, actually, okay. I have another story. So,
wait. Dee, that's called deflecting. You like
yes.
that? Yes. I have another story. Look over there.
No, when I was a lot younger, I was in love with my friend. I don't think, from last I heard, transition. So, I don't think she listened. She listened. So, we have no contact. But anyway, so when we were younger, I was in love with him. And I couldn't tell him, and I didn't tell him. And at the time, he was dating someone else I know. Greg, you remember?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, yes. So this is why we're bleeping
it. Yes.
Yeah, that definitely, you gotta beat that one.
Yes. So they were dating, and I was so hurt. Because I was like, what the fuck? And I even had a song for him. Tamia, who do you tell? And then a year, 2 years later, a mutual friend of ours tried to kind of get us together because he knew I was in love with his friend, and it turns out the friend kind of had the like similar feelings for me. But I had already moved on by then, and we were like different people, and I've had a lot more sexual experiences then, so I wasn't even ready to settle down. But now, if thinking back, I should have at least explored the possibility that it could have been us when the option was presented to me.
The woulda, coulda, shoulda moment.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to a friend who's a therapist.
Uh-huh.
And he was telling me, like, a lot. It's actually very common for people to go to therapy for unrequited love, you know? Like, that missing opportunity. You know, like, not being able to tell someone that they...
It's hard.
They love, or like not being loved in return, or just keep missing those opportunities because it lingers and it stays with you for a long time.
But that's the thing, is I think if it affected you that much down the line that you're still at that what if kind of mindset, I mean, that's worth. But
well, the thing is, you move on with your life, but there's always a part of you that gets left behind there.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes that much of an impact. Yes, I would seek to talk to someone about it, because, I mean, that is like that's a dent that you've never, you know, really recovered from. Or not really, not like a damage, but it's just like something that just holds. Like, imagine if you're sitting there, if I was at the cabin, left alone with my own thoughts on shrooms, and that's the thing that popped in my head. That's something that would, you know, that's something that I would really have to discuss with someone, right? Like, and I mean, maybe it's unfortunate if I say this that I've never had that with any of like the friends or like the flings that I had before. It was just like, okay, like.
Just the way you said, okay. Oh shit, okay, that says a lot, D.
I mean, I like you guys, but yeah.
No, like, I love you guys, but it's not like a romantic love, you know, like that, like,
yeah.
All right, so going back to the Tito Rex.
Yes.
All right, so like,
so let's go back to the question. How should he handle this, and should he be honest with a friend with the risk, however high or low that risk may be, of losing this person as a friend?
I'm with Greg. I would take my time, because to me, credibility is the biggest thing that I would have, like, going for if I would really want to pursue this down the line.
See, I'm with Greg, but for a different reason. It's like, analyze your own feelings to see if you really are in love with this person, or you're in love with this wounded person that you want to fix and you want to build up.
Yeah. If you have that fetish of like someone crying to you, and you're like, ooh, that's hot.
That's sexy.
I was sucking for it all the time, trust me. And then you start to push your head down, like, wait a minute.
Oh my God.
I got tears all over my eyes. I can't see properly.
That's for a different reason.
That never happened before, y'all. That never happened. I swear to God.
That's on our previous queries. Just go back.
You know, like, I was thinking, so Tito Rex and this guy, they say, like, I love you to each other, which I think is very beautiful and intimate. You know, like, in some ways, I would probably say, like, and I think maybe I'm just romanticizing this a little bit too much, about, like, waiting for that moment when it feels right, and then telling in person, not virtually, in person. You know, like, say I love you, but say it from not from a friendship, I love you, but like a deep, like, I love you, like, you know, like deep in your soul, and see what your friend's reaction is going to be, whether how they're going to respond to it, or if they slightly brush your, like, you know, your hand, and you have this electricity and the lights go on and off.
What Netflix song? Movie are you watching?
You're definitely romanticizing that.
It happened a few times, y'all. It happened
when they were crying.
That's not regarding. But like, see it, the response. Like, if they are comfortable saying "I love you," which are very, you know, as Asian Americans, Filipinos, like saying "I love you," like, yo, it's still like evolving thing for our culture. And see what the reaction is going to be, and see how they're going to take it, or you know, like how they're going to respond. And if they, you know, they respond like how McCoy goes, or D, meh, like, then you're like, okay, I'm slowly back away, still have my ego intact, it's okay, I'm not hurt. But I don't know, that's what I would probably...
But see, now testing the waters that way while they're still in a relationship, that's like the opposite of what you were saying earlier, though. It's like, so it's kind of like you're saying, hint it.
But well, no, like... I was saying when the right time, though. Okay. Like, when the right time happens. And you'll know when the right time is. Like, you'll just feel it.
But in your scenario, or like in your, it plays out in your head, what will be the right time? Like, what is the perfect timing?
Oh, well, that's hard to say. It's like, it's all about the timing, the vibe of the current moment where you are.
But I mean, like, it's like in a sense where he split from the other person.
Oh, you're saying, oh, you wait for, like, stuff like that?
Like, what is it, like, technically, like, technicalities of what the right time would be?
I think the right time is the when you feel it. You just have to feel it.
Yeah.
Like, this is the time I have to say something, whether they're broken up or not.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, there's no, like, formula of when to say it. Mm-hmm. But I would say trust your instinct. Where you feel it's the right time when it's coming from a good intention. Like, it's not coming because, like, oh, this is my time to swing in and, like, break them up. Because you'll know it. Like, you'll actually know and feel, like, this is not right. Like, I shouldn't be doing this because he is my friend and or her, you know. So wait for that moment. Trust your instinct. And, you know, hopefully you have good intentions, you know. But if you're a jerk and, you know, you don't want that karma, let me tell you. Not that I've experienced that, though. Just want to be clear. I'm very good karma, y'all. Very good.
So thank you for your queries, Tita Zenny and Tito Rex. Let us know how you would answer those questions yourself. We want to hear from you, and we'll read them on a future episode.
That's our show. If you'd like to leave a comment or have a question for us, a query, you can reach us at...
On social media, we're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at GamChat Podcast.
And don't forget to rate us on Apple and Spotify.
And we'll catch you on the next one. I feel like I can't end with catch you on the next one. It got to be something about, like, love. I thought D would say something like, open your fortune cookie. Maybe there's love in it.
Go to Panda and drop 25 G's for the rest of your...
Go to Panda Express, get $25,000 to $60,000 worth of orange chicken, and open that fortune cookie.
That's good. That's like...
No, it's mushroom chicken for me.
Oh, no. The eggplant one.
Excuse me?
They do have the eggplant. Is that the beef?
What? With tofu. No, eggplant and tofu.
No, it's okay. I'll stick with my mushroom chicken.
What? No, what? Orange chicken?
If I'm craving it, but it's rare that I will ever crave it.
All right, come on. All right.
Oh, you know what? The shrimp and honey walnut shrimp.
Yes, that. But that's like $1 extra.
No. They're not good as the real Chinese spots.
That is true, but we're talking about Panda Express when you're like in a hurry and it's very convenient.
And you just have $60,000 to spend.
Yes.
So as you guys all have listened, I'm the most financially responsible one out of the three of us. And on that note, we'll catch you on the next one.